Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Lewis Fine from Walden Bromley Media. And as always, we have a good show for you today because I am going to tell you about the one business secret that you need to know, which also happens to be the only business secret that is true. I have made it a point in writing and speaking to let people know that there are no secrets, that the purported steps, maxims, stages, lessons, and yes, secrets to business success do not exist, because all of those words are one big euphemism for not doing the work, not performing the necessary due diligence, not executing the responsibilities of the job, and not performing as an executive with the patience necessary to succeed, because the one thing no business can control, the one thing that we must accept as a matter of fact, which is beyond our control, is time, the passage of time. What we can, however, control during the passage of time is ensuring the integrity of our brand, because there is a difference between a business and a brand. There are many profitable businesses, but there are few brands, because brands are the result of patience, resolution, and an unyielding commitment to excellence. You recognize and accept these facts, and as a result, you focus instead on doing the best, performing at your maximum capacity, and also acknowledging that perfection is impossible, but excellence, on the other hand, is very much possible. We are, as individuals and as members of this human family collectively, flawed. We are the prisoners of our biology. We are sinners. We are seekers of those proverbial shortcuts. We have our problems. We have our issues. So we should not focus on the perfection of any one thing, because that is impossible beyond the realm of pure mathematics, for example. And instead, look at those issues and opportunities that can create a foundation for an everlasting brand. Now, let me segue for a moment and return to the topic and the title of this discussion, which is about the one business secret that is true, which I will tell you about. It is really a military secret, and to be quite candid, I don't know if legally I am implicating myself in the commission of a felony or the commission of a federal crime which prosecutors will file against me, that a grand jury impaneled by the U.S. attorney will produce an indictment against me, but I will nonetheless, because this is a military secret, I will still divulge it because it has profound importance on business, on the way companies operate, on the way entrepreneurs conduct themselves, on the way brands are built, and the way in which companies can sustain a brand's value, which resonates with consumers, which reverberates through the power of word-of-mouth marketing, and creates a loyal following locally, nationally, and globally. And the same applies to that environment online, within the social community and the social communities, plural, of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Reddit, Pinterest, and many, many others. But yes, this is a military secret. It is intelligence that I have come into possession of. I will not even if I am charged criminally, I will not disclose the name or names of the person who passed this information along to me. I will not forsake my principles. I will not strike a plea bargain with a prosecutor, and I will maintain here and now and forevermore that what I am about to say is not only true, what I am about to tell you is something you have a moral right to know. We live in a democratic republic, not in a totalitarian regime. We are not the subjects of a tyrannical ruler. Information has a right to be free. We yearn to read and circulate and distribute that content. So this military intelligence, which was at one point the exclusive province of a colonel, will now be the universal intellectual property of every listener of this program and of every individual, every man and woman with a stake in learning what this secret is and in applying this secret for the betterment of their business, their professional success, and of course, the betterment of the service they provide to customers the world over. All the other secrets you've read about, all the other secrets you've been told, all the other secrets you want to believe in, that there is a shortcut, that there is a method, there are only 3 steps or 5 steps or 7 steps, but there are always less than 10 steps to success. All of that and much more is baloney. It's clickbait. It's a means to get you to click on a site to read a post in which the author, in turgid prose or mediocre writing, will enumerate 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7 points that if you do them, you will succeed. In a word, nonsense. There are no secrets except the one military secret that has proven to be a very successful business secret originating here in the United States and then spreading worldwide and developed a strong following in Asia in general and within mainland China in particular. This is a military secret. I know I have repeated myself, but repetition is essential for us to absorb the gravity of what I'm about to tell you. All those other business secrets, which are not secrets, which are not even true, they pale beside this one secret. And that secret is this. The colonel's secret recipe of 11 herbs and spices. That's right. The secret behind Kentucky Fried Chicken. Every wing, every leg, every breast, every bucket that you buy and consume from KFC is the result of a secret recipe of 11 herbs and spices. Now, I have no idea what those herbs and spices are, nor do I have an interest in acquiring that information. And if you were to employ a food chemist, I'm sure he or she could find out what those herbs and spices happen to be. But I know this. All these so-called marketing and branding gurus that are proffering secrets, that are attempting to gain your attention and win your business, they don't have secrets. At best, they are restating the obvious, which is another way of saying they have been exposed to and possess a modicum of common sense. Be ethical. Be punctual. Be professional. Be respectful. Be kind. Be courteous. Be grateful. My God, these are revelations. Not. So if you look for secrets, I can only tell you about one. Go to Kentucky Fried Chicken. Put away your statins. Forget about your cholesterol for the time being. Forget about your family's history of heart disease and heart attack. And indulge, because as you eat that chicken, you will ingest the secrets of a beloved colonel. This is military intelligence. I told you before, and I say now again, I may very well be arrested minutes after this program by the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security, interrogated by the CIA during some rendition in an offshore site in some warehouse in Central Europe, waterboarded, tortured, to disclose my source behind that secret. I won't do it. I won't do it. I regret, to quote Nathan Hale, that I have but one life to give for my country. Well, I regret that I have but one life to give to you, the listeners of this program, because secrets be damned. This is the one secret you must know, and it is the one secret we must uncover. What are those 11 herbs and spices? Think about how we could peddle not only prosperity, but peace by making information accessible and free to citizens the world over. We would transcend nationalities. We would transcend borders. We would transcend ideologies. We would transcend religion. We would transcend politics. We would be one people united in the cause of human rights because of our right to information. And among those entrepreneurs and executives who would then be the possessors of this secret, enlightened by it, inspired by it, and motivated to do good by it, they would have to up their proverbial game, and we would all be the better for it. Now, Colonel Sanders is no longer with us. Much of his information, many of the diary entries he may have recorded, remain top secret and confidential. We may not, despite repeated applications for the Freedom of Information Act to reveal this information to us, it may not be available during our lifetime. It may not be available, period. But we at least know there is a secret of 11 herbs and spices. And if we rededicate ourselves to finding those spices, those herbs and spices, I promise you this: all the other marketing people, all the other business coaches, all the other writers, all the other commentators, all the other chief marketing officers, all the other consultants, all the other moderators of focus groups, all the other publishers of business books, they will all fade away, because we will know what the secret is. We will have learned what the secret can do, and we will, as a result, be a freer people, a more informed citizenry, a more inspired race of people, because, well, not only does it taste like chicken, it is chicken. Think about that. That's the business secret you need to know. That's the business truth you must know. That's the business fact I just told you. Remember it. Repeat it. Recite it. Do it. The Colonel wants you to do it. Thanks for joining me.